You're listening to the OMFL Franchise Show. I'm your host, Tony Bono. Welcome to the OMFL Franchise Show, where the amazing CFM stuff goes down and not just in the DMs.
Welcome back and good afternoon. Good morning, wherever you may be. It is time to re-up the OMFL Franchise Show with your host, Tony Bono. It has been a while, and we've had all kinds of problems, computer problems, software problems, you name it, it has happened, but we've got it all figured out, and hopefully we can string together some regular shows coming to you live and in color, well, in color commentary. Because we all know this is radio and you can't see me. Good thing. So we got some stuff lined up. We're going to talk about a couple of teams. Who's hot and who's not. Teams on the rise. OMFL rumblings. And just different stuff from the league. So stay tuned. We'll be back. And welcome back to the OMFL Franchise Show with your host, Tony Bono. That's right, Bono is here, and it's time to talk about teams on the rise. This team has been a very interesting team, the OMFL. He's always seemed to have a lot of bad luck over the last few seasons, and just he's in the one of the toughest divisions in the OMFL. But the Rams have started to rise. Yes, the team on the rise is the LA Rams, and coached by none other than Crazy B-Man. Crazy B-Man has done a phenomenal job this year. He's actually 4-5 right now. He is in last place, but he is competing with the juggernauts over there with Mo and Mo Daly. And then now all of a sudden, the 49ers have kind of come out with Cooley G, and they're competing. So this is a very, very competitive division over there in the NFC West. But the Rams and Crazy B-Man have actually put together a solid season. The Rams have been fighting and scratching their way to get a great turnaround season. And they've got to this point, and you can't help but give them some props. The passing attack is one of the best in the league this season. In fact, he is number 4 in passing yards. He is also in the top 5 quarterbacks with 20 touchdown passes already with his phenomenal quarterback that he's got there on the roster. What is his name? Oh, it's O'Henry. Cystic. Talk about a crazy first name. Cystic Henry. But the guy has a system, and he's got 2,403 yards, 20 touchdown passes. I mean, just phenomenal. 112 completions off 181 attempts. You can't beat that. He has been very efficient throwing the ball, and it has helped his season tremendously. I just hope that with all this, they've got enough headbutt left to put a dent in the competition the rest of the season. And hopefully maybe he can make a little bit of a last half of the season run at the playoffs. And that would be the icing to the cake for this Cinderella story. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Welcome back, folks, to the OMFL Franchise Show with your host and yours truly, Tony Bono. That's right. And it's time for the call-in segment, where we have a special caller, and I mean special caller on the line, and it's none other than the GOAT called Tom Brady. What is up, Tom? Okay. Well, looks like he's got a friend in the background as well. What are you trying to say, Tom? Okay. Make me king. You like Yao Ming? Maybe it's make me king. I don't know. Oh my goodness. Oh. Make me king. Let me see. Okay, well, we're going to go with make me king. Well, Tom the Goat, if you want to be king, you must jump on the Game of Thrones. Or, well, maybe they'll just add you as Goat of the Throne. I don't know. That aside, Tom Brady is retired in the MFL. And I'm sure he's enjoying some goat cheese and some crackers and some wine somewhere right now. Enjoy the sweet life, Tom. Enjoy the sweet life. Well, stay tuned. We'll be back after this with the who's hot and who's not. All right, guys, welcome back to the OMFL Franchise Show. And I'm with you today and every day, Tony Bono, and it's time for the who's hot and the who's not, because if you're hot, you're hot, and if you're not, well, you're not. And the hot Atlanta Falcons are running through the competition right now like a snow plow in the middle of December. Now, he continues to put up unreal numbers as he leads the Falcons to what looks like another NFC South title for sure, and who knows what else, probably a Super Bowl appearance. But he's 7th in points right now, 9 in total yards, 20 in passing yards. He's struggling a little bit in passing, possibly. You know, he's got a no quarterback. Rushing yards, top 5 in the league. Defense, though, 1st in points given up, 2nd in yards given up, 2nd in passing yards given up, 2nd in rushing yards. The dude is just a beast, and you can't do anything versus him, and it's just going to be something else to try to get anything done against those hot Atlanta Falcons. Now for the other side of that pillow, which is not so cool, and that is the knot. And the knot is the Jags and Mr. Brady. Brady continues to spiral down and out of control. In this season, he seems to always be lagging behind with his offensive play, and his defense has really struggled more than anything this season as well. He has had a mediocre offensive output, 16th in points. He does have the number 4 ranked offense in yards. But when he gets down into the red zone, he can't make it happen. First in passing, hey, he's actually 1st in passing, but 20th in rushing. This is not Brady's style of football. 24th in defense points given up, 25th in yards, 25th in passing yards, 19th in rushing yards. And he's got a lot of upcoming free agents that are big-time players for him. And it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen with this team. So, what can I say? One has to wonder, is this a full tank? Or has Brady lost some of that hand-eye coordination, possibly? Getting a little older. It happens. You know, performance tends to struggle, you know, with older males Just saying. Either way, though, the Jags are just about there in season 84, so it's time to stick a fork in them, because they're done. We'll be back to wrap it up after this. Welcome back to the wrap-up of today's Tony Bono Show on the OMFL Franchise Show. And what can I say? The OMFL is the only thing that keeps me going in this Madden at this time of year. And the fact that the NFL draft is around the corner is a plus. But there's rumblings in the league that we're going to try to go back to All-Pro from All Madden. Let me just tell you that I'm for it, and here's why. Madden versus All-Pro. Madden All-Pro is more reliant on ratings, and among other things, that help the overall game experience. And this has been a test of time over time. I know from when the game first came out, all Madden would seem like the best thing for us. Test games are up, though, so we need some testers. Get in there and test. Test some games, guys. I know you're not doing anything all the time. You got a little time on your hands. All Madden is the devil's version of Madden. And to me, it will always be. All right. So, thank you for joining us today in today's episode. Be sure to tune in next time to the OMFL Franchise Show with Tony Bono. And you NFL lovers out there, the draft is going down. Does Kyler Murray, get it there, tongue-tied, go number one to the Cards? Let me know. Thanks for tuning in to this overdue show of Tony Bono, and we'll see you next time. Peace.
You've been listening to Tony Bono here on the OMFL Franchise Show. Be sure to click on that notification bell so that way you get a notification when we put up a new show. Thanks for your support.